The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if we feel the full weight of this passage. And we'll just go back a couple of little sections here in the Gospel of John. We've heard them this week. The vine and the branches. We see that the commandment of Jesus that we are to observe if we are to be branches on the vine, if we are to draw life from Jesus, is that we love one another. We love one another as Jesus has loved us. How many of us are doing that? No, I know you won't raise your hands anyway, but that's why I love it as a rhetorical device in a crowd of people who I know what your reactions are going to be. Because, no, but we should ask ourselves that question. I'm glad to establish that tension, right? Because we should realize, oh, no, I'm not. Or I'm not quite. Or I'm getting there, but I could do a bit better. Or right, but remember, it's not about our moral strength. It's not about our desire. I mean, it is about our desire to get there. We have to will to get there. But we don't have the strength in and of ourselves to get there. But that's why we're branches on the vine. Jesus is the vine. And we draw our life from him. And you know that he's still got that image in mind, right? Where he says, "I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain." How will you bear fruit if you're not drawing life from Jesus? Now, it's fine. Like, this is a difficult, if we sit down and think this through, what Jesus is saying, he's commanding us to love. Can you command someone to love? Can you command someone to love? Okay. Well, Jesus can, because he's done all that love can do. He's done all that a friend can do. He's gone to the very end. And he's giving himself to us. He's loving us without reserve. And if we want to live in that love, that's what it is. If we want to live in that love, then we have to love as he has loved. If we don't bear the fruit that his life in us gives rise to, then we can't keep drawing on his life. Or there's a sign, right? I mean, if you have a vine and if you have a branch and it's on the vine and it's not bearing fruit, something's wrong. So he's given it to us, right? This is what life in Christ looks like, that we love others as he has loved us. How has he loved us? He's loved us to the end. He hasn't held anything back. He hasn't counted the cost. He's laid down his life for us. That's the love that we have to embody for each other. Everything else in our practice of the Christian faith, it's meant to support this. Right? This is our mission statement. So don't sit there and think, I'm gonna go do the other stuff. I'm gonna, this one's too tough. I'm not, He's not right about that. He's not right about that. I am right about that. It's right here. It's very plain. It's very, very plain. I know you don't want, no, trust me. I know I understand it because I live it too. Like, I want the check boxes. Okay, do my holy hour, pray my rosary, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Did I love anyone? No. Right, fail, right? Fail. Did I love people with Jesus' love? No, you're done. Pray all the rosaries you want. You don't love people with Jesus' love. You're not doing it. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all. Because you gotta get it, right? And we do. And in fact, that's what I'm saying. All those things, all those great and beautiful things that we do, the life of devotion that we live, the love that we do have for God in our heart, all of this is making us new. It's making us new people in Christ. It's making us Jesus. The vine and the branches are relatively indistinguishable. We're bearing the fruit of the vine. We can't do it on our own. We can't. Okay. Right? Look, Jesus, we first have to receive. We're on the vine. We receive his love. Receive the strength of his love, the power of his love. And we have to bring that love to life for others. And it's fine if we fail. We'll get up and do it again. But it's not okay if we don't try. It's not okay if we're not about this work. Everything else will be trash if not for this. Everything else. So try. Find a way. Make an opportunity today to love someone with the love that God has shown us. What great love it is. And how much more we will receive of it when we are allowing it to bear fruit in our lives. The fruit that will remain.